Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says developers will build a $1.1 billion steel mill in Arkansas if legislators approve startup funding for the project. In a press conference in Little Rock yesterday, Beebe announced the project is a steel mill called Big River Steel that will be located in Osceola.
It is a $1.1 billion investment. It is 525 direct immediate jobs with an average salary of $75,000 apiece.
And about 2,000 construction jobs must be filled while the site is being developed. Governor Beebe says the economic impact of the struggling Delta region would be enormous.
I expect there will be people that thought they had to move to Dallas or Los Angeles or somewhere to get a high-paying job in a manufacturing sector that won't have to do that anymore. I expect there'll be parents and grandparents who will be able to see their children and their grandchildren stay locally and have the kind of income that some of them never could have dreamed of.
And the proposed Big River Steel Mill will be built alongside the Mississippi River. CEO of Big River Steel, John Correnti, says the location is perfect.
This site, if you go see it, it's steel mill heaven. On the east side of the property, you've got Big Muddy, Big River, Mississippi River. On the west side of the property, you've got the BN Railroad, Class 1 Railroad, take our product all over the country and bring our scrap metal in from all over the country. And then 3 miles to the west, you got I-55. So what I'm trying to point out from a logistics standpoint, it's great.
I spoke to Osceola Mayor Dickey Kinnamore by phone yesterday after the announcement. Kinnamore tells about the impact this will have on his city and the region.
Economically, it will mean a boom that will change the demographics of the town and the county and even all of Northeast Arkansas forever. It should be more houses built, more insurance sold, more gas stations, more teachers, more doctors, more everything. With a small Delta town, we have struggled for years, and this will be the catalyst that will put us back onto the road of economic prosperity.
And Kinnamore says there will be a ripple effect that he expects will bring more people to the region.
They say that economic development, the dollar turns over six times. So with all these dollars flowing, that means that we're going to need more school teachers and, again, more doctors and real estate, the building boom and carpenters. And so that is an economic side benefit. So it'll just turn the whole economy around.
And the particular site the steel mill will be built on has been marketed by officials for years.
We marketed it to a select group. That's heavy industry that needs a lot of space, like a steel mill. Or it could have been any number, but any kind of a heavy industry like that that needs a lot of room. And it paid off. We've been to steel association meetings and everywhere we go and sent these videos out to different ones. And John Correnti actually looked at it 4 or 5 years ago, and no fault of his own, he didn't get the incentive from the state. He did. He went to Mississippi and built a plant in Columbus. But this time, our fellow ASU graduate and alumni, Mike Beebe, came to the table, and he put a package together from the state. And John Correnti brought his investors in and brought it to Northern, pitched in and invested a lot of money in it, as did Energy Arkansas, as Mississippi County, and the city of Osceola, and the whole team put it together, and we're just thankful that it's coming to the city of Osceola.
Big River Steel will produce steel for automobiles and the energy industry. And Kinnamore says he's hopeful this will attract more businesses that can use the steel Big River would produce.
We're hopeful that we can get a pipe company to come in that will take the buy the sheet steel and put it on their site and heat it and reform it and make pipe out of it. We hope to get a transformer manufacturer and any number of electric motors. Could be the housing for electric motors. So there's an enormous need for it, enormous market for it, and we're looking to get some of those both suppliers and end users to come and surround that plant to move to Osceola and create up to 2,500 jobs.
The state legislature would have to approve Amendment 82, which allows the state to borrow up to $235 million to attract business. While in Little Rock yesterday, Kinnamore says he heard a lot of support for the project and expects the legislature to approve the amendment.
There's no reason not to pass this amendment because $50 million is a loan that will be paid back with interest. $50 million is a grant that will not be paid back. And then there's $20 million that the... that doesn't go directly to the company, but the state has a income tax law, obviously, and these people that will be making these big salaries will be paying big income tax. So the state will recoup this $50 million in short order through income tax. Well, when it goes on the tax books, I've estimated that it'll put something near $100 million a year on property tax back into the public school fund for the most part, where most property tax goes. So this is not a gift, it's not a giveaway, it is an investment in the future of Arkansas and the future of Arkansas's citizens.
And if Amendment 82 is approved, closing on the deal could take place as early as this summer, and construction on the project would take about 2 years.